under the tab 10 in your binders. I'll be working largely off of that, but be giving a very high-level update on the committee's progress. As you know, the Monkfish Committee is working on simultaneous development of two actions, Amendment 6 and Framework 8, which we hope to initiate formally here today. The committee met May 29th and 30th in Providence to work on the development of both of these actions, as well as to discuss the recent emergency action request and the follow-up from the council that that we passed at our last meeting. So I'll go in order in terms of providing a quick update on the emergency action, our Amendment 6 progress, and then the framework discussion and our tasking of the PDT. With regards to the emergency action, we had a discussion about the New England Council vote at our last meeting requesting NIMS to adjust or modify the decision on the EA. This alternative was discussed at the committee level, but no action was taken by the Joint Committee on Monkfish. The public comment period for the EA has ended on May 31st, and we'll be waiting for the NIMS response. In terms of Amendment 6, the committee continued to define, revise, and develop the range of alternatives to be considered in this action. The committee discussed an issue raised at our last council meeting, which is the possible elimination of the ITQ alternative. The committee had a pretty robust conversation on that point and decided that they should take no formal action and instead put that on the agenda for the advisors to provide input at their meeting upcoming over the course of the summer. So we're progressing, and the PDT is working on the continued development of the Amendment 6 alternatives as days at sea adjustments in leasing, sector management, and an ITQ option. Under Framework 8, as we heard Tuesday, the SSC discussed Monkfish at their May 16th meeting. They've requested additional analyses before finalizing their ABC recommendations. Even in light of no formal ABC recommendations, which we had anticipated prior to our committee meeting, the committee made a number of motions that we don't need to go through today, but that would task the PDT to outline specifications and alternatives, specifically days at sea, trip limits, and management uncertainty buffers that could be adjusted in this action. The PDT is going to be developing those alternatives at upcoming meetings. The AP will meet this summer to discuss these issues and others prior to our anticipated final action on the framework at our September meeting in Hyannis. So with that, I can take questions, but there are effectively two actions in front of the council specific to initiation of the framework and support for the updated and revised research priorities. So unless there are questions, I'll bring forward a motion. This is not a committee motion. It's a motion on behalf of myself to initiate Framework Adjustment 8 to the Monkfish FMP to implement revised specifications. Oh, is that already there? Oh, okay. Oh, that's handy. Where was I? Of days at sea and trip limits for fishing year 2014 to 2016 and other modifications to the current management plan.
Is there a second? Terry Alexander. We'll go to the audience. Any comments on this? Back to the council. Call the question. All those in favor of the motion? One. Ten, zero, zero. The motion carries.
Moving along to the other action item in front of us today, I would move on behalf of the committee to adopt revisions to the cooperative research program priorities. These revised priorities can be found in a memo in your binder. It's document 5 under tab 10. These revisions were discussed at length at the committee and were largely based on PDT recommendations, as well as committee input. So
there a second to that motion? Peter Kendall?
That one's a committee motion.
I'm sorry. Well, we got to second it anyway. I'll go to the audience. Any comments? Ted?
Ted Platt, Skillnetter from Newport, Rhode Island. Tom's moving pretty fast, so I think this is the right slot for this comment. But I just would ask this council to consider including in other issues to be addressed by the AP and the committee in Framework 8, putting our heads together and looking at the way we're running the RSA program in Monkfish. I think we've done a lot of good things. We have a good set of priorities here. I'm not objecting or raising any issue with them. But we do have a program that sometimes seems to focus more on spending money than investing money. We raise, based on $600 for a research day at sea, we raise $300,000 a year for monkfish research. And as y'all were listening 2 days ago, uncertainty must in the assessment must have been mentioned about 20 or 30 times. We have a lot of issues. We have a lot of need for good science, good assessment work. And, you know, this year, and this has happened on occasion, none of the stakeholders are involved in the decision-making process for what we do with this money. And I think this is the core problem of the research set-aside program. So this year, of the $300,000 in foregone revenue for the fishermen in the monkfish fishery, we're going to spend $59,000 on a project to study the influence of temperature and lunar cycle on the distribution and catch rates of monkfish. Now, I think we all recognize here that the Science Center does not have the funds it needs to do everything we need to have done. So we're going to have to use RSAs and programs like this to come up with the science and the assessment work we need to manage fisheries effectively. And I think we really need stakeholder input, because I guarantee you no stakeholder is interested in catch and distribution on lunar cycles. We can pretty much tell you what the monkfish are doing on the new moons and the full moons. And we don't need to spend $59,000 on that when we have growth issues and, you know, looking at growth of males versus females and a lot of the other things that are outlined on Tuesday. So what I would ask you to do is send to the AP and the committee to work on the RSA program and find a way to more manage it. We don't have stakeholders involved in the decision-making process of the way we're spending this money. Every 4 years, we raise $1.2 million. We ought to be able to answer a lot of the questions that are before us with the money we're raising. And I think this is an example of a management process that's kind of missing a couple key nuts and bolts. And I really hope you guys will send that to the AP and the committee. And we'll try and get a group of people together made up of AP members and committee members and PDT members to make more considered investments in the science for monkfish. Because I think $59,000 spent on a study of the influence of temperature and lunar cycle on the distribution and catch rates of monkfish is that's money spent. That's not money invested. And if we're going to ask fishermen to forego revenue, we should be investing that money, not just spending it. And, we should have a mechanism whereby if we're not satisfied with the projects that are submitted, we can roll the money into the next year and emphasize what we're looking for in projects. Thank you.
Any other comments on this? Back to the council. Call the question. All those in favor? Thirteen in favor, 13-0-0. Motion carries. Tom.
That concludes the business brought forward by the committee, except that I did want to formally thank Phil for all his hard work as he continues his treatments. He's absolutely made Monkfish Committee work a priority, and I think his attendance, his efforts have really paid off in the most recent PDT meeting and the two-day Monkfish Committee meeting, which I thought was really a productive one for us. So I just want to thank Phil and wish him all the best with the continued treatments.
Does anybody have anything else to come up under monkfish? Chairman Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to offer a few comments briefly, and this follows on the comment letters that we've submitted to the regional office relative to the proposed changes in trip limits. It's pretty clear, I think, from some of the recent discussions at AP levels and at the committee level that the constituents in the southern management area are looking for some different objectives than the constituents in the northern management area relative to Amendment 6. And just more broadly, there's a bit of an undercurrent, I think, of concern in the southern management area with respect to potential increases in effort in the fishery. And I think part of the reason that's significant is the fact that the stock mixes. We have these discrete management areas. We have a northern and southern area. But what happens in one management area has the potential to directly impact the other management area. And so, just looking at the way Amendment 6 has been developing, there are concerns, I think, about the fact that that latency might be treated in such a way that if it's not, depending on how that's addressed, there could be increases in effort in the fishery. And that's potentially tangled up with the leasing issue as well, which if latent effort is allowed to come online through leasing, that could lead to an increase in effort. And so these are just some of the undercurrents, I guess, of concern that I hear a lot about. I'm not participating in the committee, obviously, but a lot of that comes back to me. And I just wanted to forward that for the benefit of the council because we did send in a letter expressing concern about changes in the trip limits. And it's not that the Mid-Atlantic wants to somehow micromanage the northern area, but I think we do have a significant concern and interest in what happens in both areas because we'll all be affected potentially by those changes in patterns in the fishery. I look forward to hopefully some resolution of the fundamental questions in Amendment 6 where the committee can begin to move forward and finalize some of those things. Initially, it seemed like it was an open question as to whether or not in the Mid-Atlantic there was going to be support for an allocated fishery model. It appears now that there is not support for that. It just doesn't seem to be the time for that in the Mid-Atlantic. So I think one of the concerns is just wanting to see a stable fishery that doesn't have a significant increase in effort. There is a lot of uncertainty in that stock assessment. We heard about that this week. So those are just some of the concerns that get channeled back to me, but I just wanted to share some of that with you to provide context because we did send a letter expressing concern about those technical changes in the fishery to the regional office.
Matt McKenzie, then Tom.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In light of Chairman Roberts' comments, fishermen from the southern management area, but under the New England Council jurisdiction, share a lot of those concerns. And they've expressed them through the PDT and at the committee level. And I just want to go on record as saying that it isn't just the Mid-Atlantic people who are fishing in the southern management area concerned about that. Folks in New England fishing the southern management area are also concerned about that. So the issues that the Chairman mentioned.
Tom Dempsey.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman, and I want to thank both of the speakers for highlighting that issue. Latent effort was identified throughout the development of this action, both by the AP and by the committee, as something that would be addressed through Amendment 6. Whether we go through days at sea modifications or leasing sectors or ITQs, each aspect of Amendment 6 has measures aimed at addressing latent effort and shifts in effort. So we're definitely sensitive on the committee, and we talk about latent effort and shifts quite a bit. So as we continue to develop these alternatives, those issues will be at the front and center.
Dave Cato.
Yeah, I wanted to highlight the issue of what happens if this turns out to be a single stock instead of two stocks. That would have really profound effects on and unknown, unquantifiable effects on management. In light of what Dr. Weinberg reported yesterday and some ongoing work, should this be changed to one stock instead of two, there would just be a management area instead of a northern and a southern one. So I'm not sure right now is the time to be you know, considering things like activating latent permits or anything else until you resolve that question first. I mean, to me, that's the fundamental question. And then you'll know how much monkfish you have to divvy up, and how to, and then you'll have to figure out how to divvy it up. But you know, if it changes to one stock, that's a big issue.
Anything else under monkfish? Thank you. Doug, I saw you looking around. Is John here? Or?
He was.
I know he was here.
I don't see him. I
go look up the
log. Okay.
Is Doug here?
Sorry.
No.
Oh, no. John Weber, you were talking about?
Yeah. Well, I was trying to...